You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the Northern Lights Wildlife Shelter is in the midst of saving yet another life after members of the public found a young bear cub in serious condition near Dawson Creek in December. The bear cub was found curled up and almost frozen on a logging road and appeared to have serious burns, possibly from a slash pile where the bear was hibernating, was set ablaze. Valkyrie, as the bear has come to be known, is now recovering at the Northern Lights Wildlife Shelter, but Angelica Langan says that Valkyrie has a long way to go in her recovery. Stay with us.
Angelica Langan, Northern Lights Wildlife Society in Smithers.
Great, Angelica. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK again. Of course, you've been dealing with a lot of bears, but one in particular lately that you've been posting a lot about. What can you tell us about Valkyrie's current state of healing?
So next Monday, in a couple of days, she will have been with us for 3 weeks, and her healing is going well. It's a slow process with burns. It doesn't go fast, but she is meeting all the markers that we were hoping for, and we're expecting her to make a full recovery.
And how did Valkyrie come to you? Can you give us a little bit of a brief about what happened to Valkyrie?
Okay. Yeah, I can. Valkyrie was reported to us on the 20th of December. We then got permission. It was late in the evening when the call came in. So the next day we got permission to rescue her, and we anticipated a frost situation, hypothermic and maybe malnutrition. That what we were thinking, the bear was all frozen over and so on. So, but then when we got her here and we did an intake exam, we realized that actually she had severe burns. So we know that the area had some slash burns, and we're thinking that she probably was sleeping, hibernating in one of those slash piles, and then dug herself out when it was put on fire.
Whereabouts was this, Angelica?
Outside of Dawson Creek.
And so that's, I guess, at this state, you know, what was Valkyrie's situation like when she first showed up? What kind of condition was she in at the time?
Well, the gentleman saw her curled up in the middle of the road. So he got out of the car and tried to shoo her off the road, and then realized that she was barely moving and frozen over, like she was all frosty. Temperatures were minus 24 around there at the time. And yeah, he just felt that she needed help, and that's why he called us. So he shooed her off the road underneath a tree, where she remained until the next day, until we got there. So she definitely was not doing well. She was hypothermic. She had the burns on her and so on. And that night, after we took her in, temperatures plummeted to minus 34. She wouldn't have survived that.
How often have you seen cases like this where bears are, you know, hibernating in spaces like a slash pile that goes up in flames?
We haven't seen very many of them, but we do get them kind of semi-regularly, mostly so in the spring when the mother bear all of a sudden comes out and runs away, and then there's cubs there that people rescue and pull out of the burning pile. This is the first bear we've gotten that actually survived the burn itself.
You've been posting quite a bit about Valkyrie's situation and the progress. Maybe you can describe to me what you were dealing with when she first came in, and now what are the signs that you're seeing that she's improving?
Well, she was still in a hibernation state, so that is kind of, she's not really there. So in the first week, it was really hard to gauge whether she was just very depressed or whether she was just still dealing with coming out of hibernation and not fully conscious of what's going on around her. So in the second week, then she literally woke up completely and became more responsive, and that makes it easier for us then to see where she is health-wise. She doesn't want anything to do with us. She loves the food service, that it gets delivered to her. She likes that, but she has no interest in making any connections with that, with us, which is really good. But she obviously needs to be treated. So every 4 to 5 days, we are sedating her and rebandaging the feet so that they have a chance to heal, and then also putting ointment on her face, which was burned as well, but we can't bandage that we can just put some ointment on and let it do its own thing.
Angelica, because Valkyrie was in that hibernation state, what does that do to their rhythm? You know, she's supposed to be sleeping right now and for, you know, a couple more months at least. So what does this mean for the bear's development and being able to kind of recover with hibernation?
It doesn't matter. Bears go into hibernation due to lack of food. So that kind of triggers it combined with colder temperatures and so on. But the lack of food is really what triggers the hibernation process. And because she's being fed now, she doesn't have that anymore. Next winter, when she's out there again, that lack of food will trigger the hibernation process and she will be just fine.
What's the prognosis for the length of recovery for Valkyrie at this point?
Well, the way it's going, I would say at least another 3 to 4 weeks before we can leave the bandages off. And then if she can walk on her feet without the bandages, she will be introduced to the other cubs we rescued before Christmas, which are 4. And then they can start, you know, playing and climbing together in a bigger enclosure. And then by the end of March, when the other 26 wake up out of hibernation, they all will be combined until their release in June.
You know, the other question is there any way to try to prevent situations like this? Or is there anything that, you know, folks are out there and kind of in these situations, or even, you know, even in this area as well, there's always slash piles out and about. How can people make sure that this type of thing doesn't happen?
It's hard to do that for small mammals and, snakes and frogs and insects and so on. But for the larger mammals like bears and foxes and so on, you can use either a heat gun or a heat drone, and you can check the pile out and it will show you that something is in there. And if that is the case, then you would need to, if you need to burn the pile, it would need to be open so that the animal has a chance to wake up and get out before it's put on fire. Like the heat drones are really good. We use them in rescues and you can really well see where there is an animal. Heat guns that are made for animals are the same. They show up really well.
Angelica, thanks so much for giving us the update. We'll be sure to keep on Valkyrie's recovery. But thanks so much for your insight today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us, and I will send you some pictures.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.